It was very scary and difficult at first, but I've kind of adjusted to it now. I've been painting. I brought my paints with me, and I'm an artist, so I've been painting every day when I get frustrated, watched a lot of Netflix, and done some nice kind of Zoom meetings with the fellow cast and the writer and the director and sort of rehearsing a bit. So I'm sort of getting used to it, but mm-hmm. I just have to take my hat off to Australia because you take it very seriously, and consequently, you have, you know, the ability to make movies like Ruby's Choice.
Just before we get to the movie, we should ask you, Jane, do you have a view of the glittering Sydney Harbour or the bridge?
No.
Or it?
No, I have got the backside of the property. I have no view. I do get to see the sky occasionally.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Well, this must have been a very big committed choice for you to make, to come to the country knowing that you would have to quarantine. Why are you so invested in a project like this?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you realise this, but it's the number one, the leading cause of death of Australian women is dementia and Alzheimer's. I didn't even realize that. And most people don't know how to deal with somebody with dementia. And what's so beautiful about this story, it's three generations of women. I'm Ruby, and I have dementia, but no one really wants to mention it. Nobody really acknowledges it, but she behaves irrationally, and all kinds of terrible things happen, and ends up living with the family. And it really, it shows you how she positively impacts her entire family, whilst anyone else in their right mind would go, oh gosh, we've got to get rid of Granny. What are we going to do with her? And it's absolutely amazing. You know, she inadvertently manages to deal with all the elephants in the room and help everybody in the family. And it's going to be beautifully directed by Michael Budd. He's also producing, and Paul Mahoney, who wrote this wonderful screenplay. And so Owen Glenn, who made it possible for us to do this, and who through his foundation, 50% of the profits are going to go to Alzheimer projects. And I'm personally invested in it because I don't know if you ever saw the movie I'll Be Me about Glenn Campbell, but I produced that with my ex-husband, and so spent a lot of time around Glenn. And my uncle had Alzheimer's, so it's a devastating situation. And you know, something that needs a lot of help.
And so was it that family connection there that firstly led you to the Glenn Campbell story? How did that all unfold, Jane?
Well, I have a son who's a recording artist, although you can't really see his stuff at the moment, but you will soon, called Johnny Keach. And he was being produced by a man called Julian Raymond. Julian had just produced Ghost on the Canvas with Glenn and came to my ex-husband, James Keach, and myself, and they knew we'd done the Walk the Line, the movie about Johnny Cash, and said, Glenn's got Alzheimer's and he's supposed to be doing a tour, and we don't even know if he can sing a song, but we think he can, and he has to go on tour, and somebody's got to film this and tell the stories. James and I looked at one another and decided, okay, we'll give it a try. And honestly, we thought if we were lucky, we'd get a few shows out of him. I think he did 140 of them,
yeah.
A lot of which I was at, most of which I think we filmed. And it ended up as this amazing movie called I'll Be Me, and won lots of awards, and really has impacted the world of Alzheimer's in a very profound way in America.
I dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun.
Jane Seymour is with us this morning, the British-American actor. She's in Sydney for a new film called Ruby's Choice. I have to confess, Jane, that we did play that grab from Live and Let Die, the James Bond film.
Black Queen on the Red King, Miss...
Solitaire.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
I know who you are. What you are and why you have come. You have made a mistake. You will not succeed.
Rather a sweeping statement, considering we've never met.
Cards have followed you for me.
Was that 1973 that was filmed?
I was 20 when I did it, so I started in 1971. It came out in 73.
Right, okay, yeah.
I was a baby.
Yeah. What was it like being on set for, I guess, the most successful franchise in history? I know you've done so much since then. You've had so many incredible films. But, I mean, you do sound very young in that little grab.
Oh, I was very, very, very young. I mean, I was so innocent. And they were looking for a virgin, and I was the closest they could find in, you know, the swinging 70s of London, or 60s, whatever it was. But it was an amazing experience, and you know, I'm forever grateful for it. But it is astounding to me that people still stop me and go, "Oh my God, James Bond!" It's like really? I have done a couple of other things since. You know.
Absolutely. Now, Jane, tell us about your connections with Australia. I mean, this is an Australian movie. You're playing with an Australian cast. Do you have any long-term connections? You've been here before?
I came here about 2.5 years ago to the Melbourne Cup and spent some time in Melbourne. Then I went to Uluru, which was incredible. And then I went up to the Great Barrier Reef, and that was amazing. And then I came down to Sydney and fell in love with Sydney, but wasn't here long enough to really see it, you know, as much as I'd like. I did get to cuddle a koala. But one of my closest friends in the world is Olivia Newton-John, so... You know, I have Aussie friends.
Yeah. And now you've come and visited Sydney and you've got a view of the wall next to you.
Actually, I sort of had a mishap trying to exercise in my room. I was told that a man had done a 10K in the room, so I decided to try and run up and down and sort of did something funky to my leg. And they've actually took me out of here to the COVID ICU. So I did actually get to see a hospital.
Oh.
That's been the highlight of my trip.
Yeah, yeah, great memories, Jane.
All I want you to know is it works, okay? Everyone's lovely and it works.
Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.